It's just a blessing to have Dr. John Sarkar with us from Bangladesh, and he is here to update us on his ministry and bring the Word of God to us. So, Pastor Sarkar, I'm going to give you the platform. The time's yours, okay?
Well, thank you, Pastor, for allowing me and to come and to stand behind this pulpit. I really enjoy coming to America, and just last night I came from Bangladesh, and this morning already I gave my testimony what the Lord is doing, what he has done in my life. One of the Bible verse that we have in our seminary called 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, that tell, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I have 7 messages. And I thought this morning I'll do in the Sunday school. And I titled my sermon, "What is a Christian?" Paul mentioned 7 characters of what is a Christian. The last one is verse 24 called servant. You know, Muslims and Hindu by name or by their dress, by their food, we can tell who is a Hindu or who is a Muslim. But Christian doesn't have anything. But from the dress, you cannot tell he's a Christian. From the food, Christian eats everything. Cannot tell that he is a Christian, but some character, as Paul mentioned, that who is a Christian. He says he's a servant. We are the servant. Whatever Lord tells us, we will have to do. Another character is called vessel. The people put the good part, good food, in a good vessel. That's why we need to keep our body. It's good. Nowhere in the Bible tells that smoking bad or doing other things bad. But good things, our heart, our body is the temple of God. So we cannot put all those bad things in our hearts, because he lives in our heart. Another character that tells worksmen, we need to be such a way to do things for the Lord that people need to know that we are belongs to the Lord. Another character is called farmer. The farmer in Bangladesh, they wake up early in the morning, go to the field, and work. They know how to prune, how to clean. You know, a Christian, we cannot be lazy. We have to work in season and out of season. We have to preach the Word of God, not only on Sunday or Monday, or not only from 8 to 5. We have to preach the Word all the time. I was coming yesterday, Doha, and a Muslim started talking with me. I told him I'm a Christian, and telling something to him, this Muslim man, he was not too happy. Who cares? I am leaving. They cannot hold me in that country. I have to go. I have the visa, passport, everything. So then he blamed me. He told me a Christian is no good. He mentioned about a man in America, Tyson, fighter, became a Muslim. I said, he was not a Christian. That's why he became a Muslim. Christian is not like that. Anyway, we have to be very active. Many people, I'm speaking for myself, Bangladesh do not know people, do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to tell them. Another is called the athlete. Verse 5 means they have to follow the rules and regulations. Those who are runner or whoever it is, we have to follow some rules and regulations. We have to wake up every day, make a time for the Lord Jesus Christ. Read our Bible. That, you know, Muslims wake up 5 times in the prayer. Every day 5 times. And one first prayer is 4:30 in the morning. I do not know how many, including me, of us read the Bible in the very early in the morning. They do that. So we have to keep, another is called soldier, verse 3. Soldiers is, they again follow the rules and regulations. And the verse 1 tells, my son, let me tell you, if you are not son, you are none of this. We have to be first son, child of God, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Then all those things will come into our life. Well, as I mentioned this morning that I'm from Bangladesh, and Lord has called me to train my own people. That's why I came to the United States, spent time going to India first time, then came to state of Washington, then Chattanooga, finished my education, went back to train my people. And that's why about 25, 30 years ago, I came to your church. Since then, you are faithfully giving, praying for us. But how your money has been used, what happened? That's why I want to take all of you this morning to Bangladesh to see what the Lord has done in my country. Am I somebody's way? This is a small country called, the red flag is the sign of blood. And 1971, our country, it was Pakistan and became a Bangladesh after 3 million people were killed. So the blood is our flag, is blood tells the matter of Bangladesh. This is a small country, very small, same size of Iowa State in the United States. You have 4 million. We have only 167 million people and people and people. When I first came to the United States, I did not see people. The road, just car, car, and car. But Bangladesh, no matter where you'll go, you'll see people. And the red sign that you see, let me go back. Yeah. These are the sign of the churches that you started. Because of your prayer and support, I have good number of evangelists, preachers. They came to the Lord, and now they went back and started these churches. That's why I come to America. Why I come? Tell people there are 40 people accepted the Lord. We need to build a church. I need to buy a land. Please support. Then I have to build a building, and you have done that way. So these are the places, and Lord used me. I always tell Lord, if you can allow a donkey to speak, why not allow me, two-footed donkey, to speak and bring people to you? And he did it. So, Bangladesh is located in such a way that, you know, Mount Everest, all the water from Mount Everest go through Bangladesh. And so much water is there. This is called Chittagong, that part. And our hospital, this is Chittagong. And we have a hospital here. This place is Myanmar. what is called Burma, and the other side is all India. So we are surrounded by India and Myanmar. This is our building. We have 1/5 of an acre of land where we have all seminary, Bible college, orphanage, everything. And land is very, very expensive. Brother John and Joan, they said they have 3 acres of land. I cannot fathom in Bangladesh a man has to have 3 acres of land. That's not possible. 1/5, and that this 1/5 acre of land, if we sell today, $3 million. This is not my building. This is a government building. All the politicians like Capitol Hill. This is called Bangladesh Capitol Hill. All the politicians come here and do their... that's the sign of monument, martyr monument. 3 million in remembrance of them, our government built this. Bangladesh is a Muslim country, 94-95%. There are different kind of Muslims. One time President George Bush told that be a Muslim like Turkey people in Istanbul, that kind of people. They are moderate. But there are many Muslims which is called fundamental, which is called Talibani Muslim. They don't understand anything. They know everybody need to be a Muslim. Islam is the main religion. Nobody can stay in this country without being a Muslim. That kind of country is Bangladesh.
See, it's a rail station.
2 weeks ago, the Muslim sacrificed the cattle. Over 1 million cattle, cow and buffalo been slaughtered. They call it Qurban. The word Qurban means to sacrifice. Only one time mentioned in our Bible, Mark chapter 7. And means they believe by giving the blood of animal is the remission of their sin. We try to tell them, no, it is not. No, it is not, no blood. If it does, then why do every year? If it take your sin, why you are doing 1918, 1920, again you'll do? No.
So that time people move, like Christmas time, many Americans move from one place to another, they are moving like this way. And that is the way they move. Many times you hardly can see the train, like ants, just moving. Millions and millions. And see, there is, I don't know, how this stay like that way is impossible almost. But they travel like this on the top and sitting inside, outside. And then, see, there's another train. I don't know how they breathe even. And inside is totally suffocated. Really, outside is little better, I should say. I mean, on the top. Inside, you cannot just... Can you imagine if we 20,000 people here, how it will be? So people move like this way. Not only by road, by water also. Travel and travel and travel. And what happened? Many times, an accident kill people. Look at the way the father or whoever holding the baby. And this is an accident here. The train gone here, the boat capsized, and then result is this, crying. If we have an accident, 300, 400 people gone. Or sing. That's why people are dying. I think the boat cannot take the load of the people. I don't know how to explain. Christian, we are Christian. We worship the true God. We have the living word of God. But Muslim do not have it. But even they are devoted so much, I do not know why. I always tell, you may not like what I'm saying, Muslims are much more devoted people to their religion than the Christians are. They worship. This is a Friday, which is like our Sunday. This is Friday. On the middle of the road, all the trucks and things are stopped on the both sides of the road, worshiping, facing towards Mecca, worshiping their Allah. You cannot do anything. You cannot drive. You cannot go on Friday like this. See? This is a road. Where their road? This is another road. Y Junction. But everything stopped. We are not like that, do we? We don't go to the church like that way. But still the Muslims are like that. This is called sacrificing the animal. Just 2 weeks ago, over a million cow been killed because of the, they need the blood, remission of sin. This is Chittagong, little bit seashore, Bay of Bengal here. Go for fishing. Our people eat lot of fish, you know, catch. This is a fishing net. I saw an American in National Geography, men go to catch fish, this big fish, and let it go. Now, but we get 1 inch of fish, we'll eat it. We'll not let it go, we'll eat it. Well, his net is that small. Well, he'll not get more than an inch of small fish. We'll eat with bones. That's catching again fish. The people catching, keeping that boat and keep down the fish and try to get small fishes. This is beautiful. Some places, Sundarbans. Sundarbans is divided India and Bangladesh, and it has Royal Bengal tiger. See, there's a tiger. Probably came from the forest to our side to get its lunch. Maybe get a man, will eat, go back. That's it. We have some deer also in our country. Irrigation. We eat rice, we produce 3 times a year, but still it's not enough. We always get rice from America. You have a 480 PL or something. America gave us a lot of relief, rice to our people. This is a tea garden. We produce lots of tea. And it's export different parts of the world. We get some thousands and thousands of people work in the tea garden. Mainly the ladies, women that work in the garden, picking up leaves. And then we are still 200 years behind the modern technology. We still plow land by cow. This is man. We transplant. We grow a lot of rice in one place. and then transplant like this in one place, and then they will pick it up, put one by one, like this man is doing, one by one. Manpower is very cheap in Bangladesh. You can $4 or $5, $5 to $6, you can pay a man and he'll work for you for the whole day. That's kind of people they are. So the rice is ready to harvest. More it's ripe, cutting down, taking those to their homes by cart, and take out the rice by hand. This is the rice. Then we are able to eat. Bangladesh is 6 feet below the sea level. You can see the man house gone underwater. In fact, one of my pastor house is very bad condition. The flood water came, a lot of erosion, mud gone, and I'm praying I want to build his house, pastor house. And that pastor is one of my orphan boy. Wonderful preacher, you'll see him later. So this kind of things happen when the rain has come. Look at the people taking their cow even like this, house gone, and very bad situation. Most of the houses, people come, that time people come on the road. They just stay on the road. Very bad condition. See, it's gone because of the water. Why that much of water? Because Bay of Bengal from the mountain, Himalaya, through all the water that come, rainwater from India that come through Bangladesh, go to the Bay of Bengal. So you can see there's people on the road staying. Very bad condition. And that time, if this year in Bangladesh, a mosquito came and started biting called dengue fever. And hundreds of people have been killed because of the fever. So this is again the road. Hey, you drive 70 miles an hour. You cannot drive here at all. Walking is much faster than you're driving your car. This is, and Bangladesh has a rule. What is the rule? No rule is the best rule. You don't need to follow the rule. If you follow the rule, you're in trouble. Do whatever you want to do. So they drive left and right, who come and go, who knows? Just drive. People cross the road, do not care. We are independent. Well, those are just now that about the country. Now, this is all about our ministry is. Lord has called us to do this seminary, Bible college, church planting, orphanage, and development. Development means when people suffer like this flood or fire or somebody died, we try to help them, try to build a house. That helps and people come to the Lord by doing that. And so this is our ministry is all about. This is my seminary Bible verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me, many witnesses, same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, this seminary and Bible college depend on America. Professor from America come to Bangladesh. Many pastors, many pastors from America went to, in fact, tomorrow I'm going to have lunch, Monday. Yeah, the pastor from Kalamazoo, he retired, now coming to see me. We have a lunch with him. So people that way. So American professors, American books, American certificate, they are getting, staying in Bangladesh. If you bring them to America, student, they will not go back. The American government statistics tell 9 out of 10 students, when they come to America, they don't want to go back. They want to stay. That's why in America, Muslims are growing very fast, coming everywhere in the world. Now, probably you have a new regulation is coming that they have to go back. Oh, this is my student body. See, Bible College student. And honestly speaking, some of them was my orphan boy. This was my orphan boy. There are several of my orphan boys. So this is our Bible College, 46, 50, depend on, time to time, 50, 40 student. See, this American lady, professor, came to Bangladesh, and the t-shirt, all this, is given by the Piedmont International University, Winston-Salem. They are the one who give the Bible College certificate. So they come twice in a year, and I teach twice in a year in Bangladesh. So that's why they're getting all American certificate. And the condition is this: 51% will be taught by Bangladesh people. So this, she came, she was teaching. I was teaching. Another lady, man and woman that come from the Piedmont, come to teach to our people. This is a class, again, beautiful classroom. Who are the student? Student was Hindu or Muslim, came to the Lord, and we are training them so that they can go back to their villages and start planting churches. This is again another, the last month. The professor, this professor, he is the professor, came from Piedmont. He's an assistant pastor, actually. So they came to teach. This is a pastor that I'm going to see him tomorrow. Dr. George Kuhn was teaching at the seminary. Professor from California. Now what happened? Then time to time, they received the certificate, diplomas from 2004, 2006, that many, 2009, 12, they received. We are small, but it's a big to us. We informed the government, high government official come, and they give the certificate. One time, the one big military man came, the top Chittagong military. We keep with them in very good relation, because if anything happened to us, they have to come with gun. They have to protect. Well, Lord will do, but they will chase the Taliban. So we have to keep good relationship. So one time, one military man came and gave the certificate. Our people are there too, just to honor them. And the military asked, what does the pastor mean? He doesn't know what is called pastor. Well, it is his problem, not mine. Well, we made them. So the Piedmont president, the richest man in Bangladesh, Baptist Mid-Mission, people, many people just come to give the certificate to them. So this man was a strong, fundamental Muslim. Came to us. He has his master's degree in English literature, his Bible college degree. Now he's preaching to the people. This man is a hill track person. So he's preaching and teaching to all places. Some of this, all of them are involved in the ministry, pastor. But because we don't have any other place to train to my people, all of them. This is also a tribe man. This man will lead him to the Lord, but he is now pastoring. Both of them, this man also. Graduation. It's another graduation. Last July, there's a graduation. Our people. Now, it's not only certificate, giving them bachelor or master degree. Main thing, you have to plant the churches. The Bible, his commandment, Jesus, go and preach the uttermost part of the world. Baptize them. That's his commandment. He never tell us to do the seminary and Bible college. Never. But we do it, train there so that they can plant churches. Through this, my Bible college student, we have church planting. We have planted, you'll see, 26 churches in the country. We had the small churches, but there was not a one believer, not one Christian. Maybe Hindu man came to us. We trained them and told them, now you have to go back to your home area. Let's teach, preach. And Paul did the same, Timothy, Paul. So we have done these churches. And there are more churches. We all call this Calvary Baptist Church. And no matter what it is, we just place. That's why people came to the Lord, and I told in American churches, support me, I want to build a church. So they gave money. This is the church I spoke in Virginia, and one of the men, he was dying, he'll die, so he wanted to build a church. He's already gone to be with the Lord. And his wife gave the money to build this church. So we have done this, a church and a school there. This is one of the church. Another church in the villages. Our church are always in the villages inside, because if you do in the city, number one, too much money. Second, government will check who is doing, why this Christian. They will look for, and we don't want to be close to the government, especially in building the churches. I never did this. I'm registered with the government. I always give the picture to the government what I'm doing. I give the picture of the orphanage. I give the, when the American lady came, was teaching English, so I give that. So we are bringing American professor to teach English. Government are very happy. But they do not know that when a man come and teach the Bible, we are making better, stronger Christian. So this is another church. So our small churches, but it's really full of people, our church. This is a trustee, the chairman of the trustee. This pastor mother, she's now, she doesn't know who she is now. She's ready to go to be with the Lord. She built 3 churches in Bangladesh. That's the inside of the church. Another church. This is the church. That man is sitting there. He's a government man. I just brought him there to see what I told them. That we don't. You have a mosque. You have the Hindu temple. We don't have anything. So these people, we need to build this. So they are happy from the day one. Another church. Church people. This is the pastor. He's a very good pastor. Another church building. Another church. This is the church that I go to. And a little later you'll see, there's every year a revival meeting. About 800 to 1,000, 1,200 people comes to these people. And then I asked the church in California to help me to build a hall. And they gave me the money last time. One individual told, I'm going to give you 25,000 if the church give 25,000. So they told the church, and the offering was $17,000, and church gave. So $50,000 they gave me. And then we built one hall. This is the hill track. All these are hilly people. Last time we built, I built 10 churches there. But the last time I want to go to little interior, and the police told me you cannot go. Why? The army came and told me, we have the information, they will kidnap you, $50,000. We will not allow you to go. If you go, we have to go with you, army. I thought I'll not take the army with me. If in case something happened, so I back up. I did not go in the hill. There are many Arakan people come from Burma. They want the separate independent country with these people. So it's another church. Another church building. Another church. I brought quite a good number of pictures. Not only the government are really happy with me. I have 10 schools in the village, no education. So we have the church and the school, and hundreds of children come to our school. We are training, teaching them the Bible. But to government eyes, that the school is good. But it's a Christian school, Christian ethics, Christian teaching. There's a hill tracks area. And one time I baptized this many people. Way in the top of the hill, no, there was a, what is it called, stone, and lot this much of water, and I baptized on the top of the hill with a little bit water. So there's that much of water. So this is villagers home. The man, this is again, one time I was preaching, it was winter. I was preaching and a lot of fog, water fall on my Bible. So I decided to build a hall there. So we did it. And there's a big hall. This is, see, this is the winter time, they had nothing. So now they're not like that. Nothing was there. This too was my orphan boy from the hill tracks. They came to the Lord in my ministry, and I baptized them. These are all my people in the top of the hill. We baptized these people. I don't know how many hundreds of people that Lord allow us to. So this is the hall that we made it. And the, we can, so almost 200 people can see, sit there. I'm not that young. It's very difficult to walk that in the hills. We have to take the Moses rod and walking time, you know. I cannot go alone. Many people go with me. Everybody has walking stick, you know. You have to walk 8-9 miles in the hills. So it's quite, Lord is so good. He has, so far he allowed me to go to the villages. Not only me, but all every people take the stick. So again, this man was against us. One day, I went to the village, don't go. He did not allow anybody to go to the church. So I told him, hey man, I came to your place. You come. So he said, okay. Then he says, surely you sit next to me. He sit down. I preached on Saturday, first time. Second time, he says, you spoke very well. It's, you know, you told very good thing. Can I come again? I said, surely, you come. And he came, and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful. And now the whole village has become a Christian. We have the youth camp many times. We try to do a lot of things, you know. This is a camp, youth camp. Okay. And many people come. Sometimes somebody asks me, among one of you, people want to listen to your thing. When we invite people, hey, we have a youth camp, we have the revival meeting. This kind of church is nothing to us. Hundreds of people come. They're sitting outside. Church is here. Hundreds of people come to listen to us. Look at the youth camp. Many, many people come. This was a revival meeting. That's what, from Michigan, I'm going there, a man will be going to speak there. 700-800 people come. And again, they sit outside. All people sit outside. There's no place inside. What a great joy to preach and people come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. See, well, that time we provide some kind of food, fellowship. That's the place at the revival. Is, I mean, when they come, 700-800, we have to provide accommodation. Like, that's why I think I wrote to Brother John that we need some bedding, mattresses, pillows, and at least 200 mosquito net. We need it so that we can provide people. This is a house we built. These are making the restroom. People provided some money for that. The construction, if you are construction man, you know these are bricks, made of gravel to build a building. And this is now done this. Little more development of the building. This is the hall that we are building. The water, this man is digging the water is very contaminated. Make sense? 87% of water in Bangladesh, if you drink, there's a chemical called arsenic. Does that make sense? Arsenic causes your skin to come out and very much trouble. So we need to have, this man is digging 1,100 feet deep to get the fresh water. And it takes a lot of money, at least $4,000 to $5,000 just to dig a well. So this man has done, and still he's doing that kind of thing. It takes quite a good number of days to do that. Finally, it's a beautiful restroom. People will be able to come and come. This is now built. The restroom for them is a good. This is the hall that we have made it. This is a big hall. There's a prayer for me that so that Lord does something, providing some bedding to these people. That place where we have built the hall, we preached, and 30 people accepted the Lord. And the pastor came and baptized them. See? They baptized, you know what? That instead of 30, the 21 came because of the government election. Some people was not able to come. So we baptized, you know, one day. They, all of them came to the Lord from Hindu background. So this is a class, another church building. Church. I brought a lot of church pictures so that you can see. People need to see. We baptize these people. This is a school. And this is village education. They don't have any education. So government are happy that we are training. But these are all my Bible college students. We just not only teach them the A, B, C, D, we tell them about the Jesus Christ. And it is easy to train the young people. Okay? Even this man is praying, kids praying, Lord, good food you have given. Amen. And when they go back to their home, to the parents, they say, Lord, thank you. They close the parents tell why they close their eye, what they're doing, telling. So these kids are teaching to their parents. That is what we want. They play a little. I need to go a little faster, I believe. Some activities, the church, baptism. One day we preached and preached. In this village, 58 people came to the Lord. And we baptized and we started a church there. So, again, I want to thank you for, see, again on the top of the hill, we baptize people, no water, a little bit. We baptize this many, another time we baptize that many. My orphan boy became a pastor and he baptized these people. I always take few people with me. I never go to the village alone. Time to time we have to go through the water like this. But this is my old, you know what is called leeches? I don't know how much you love those. I hate those. And if you walk like this, they will get big leeches in your leg. I cannot walk like this way. So I tell them, you take my bag, this is my bag. You go and they see, watch me. I said, don't look, go, go, go. So they go other side, and you know what I do? Run through the water as fast as I can. And everyone watch and they laugh with me. I say, so what? I wish Lord would have given me a gift to walk on the water, to walk on the water as he did to Peter. But Lord says, no, John, I'll give you more strength so that you can run faster. So this is a leech. Yeah. Those are big, man. And this is that I just went to this village, and we have to cross the river. There are crocodile also there, went to the other side, and have a revival. Oh, we have the sunrise service. Like almost every year I speak, and it's a big open field, and hundreds of Muslims come, and we preach the word of God. So I was preaching, and I don't know, maybe 12, 13, 1400 people was sitting there. Now, orphanage. So you have seen our ministry, Bible college, seminary, church planting, and this is the orphanage. We call it Sweet Home for Boys and Girls. We have taken these kids, new to girls in 2019. This is our orphanage chapel. Beautiful. I'm being registered at the government. The government people come and see. And look at the clean, bad thing. Government people told they have never seen such a clean orphanage in Bangladesh. Ours one is the best one. So they get the, see, the teachers there, the teacher teaching to the orphan kids, food being served to them. They have very good life. You know, if I want to punish them, I tell them, I'm going to send you back to your home. They start crying. Nobody want to go from my place. So, oh, this is, we baptized our, they are Buddhist people, Hindu people, came to us and we baptized them. I mean, after having accepted, knowing that. One time I baptized these my boys. This morning I spoke to this boy that I'm here. So, another baptism, my kids. Orphanage is a good ministry. This is, we baptized, these are all my kids. This is a Hindu, was Hindu girl. And she's so beautiful. And one of my orphan boys, he loves her. And that orphan boy was 17 years with me. This is the man. He's not a boy now, he's a young man. 17 years was with me. I tell you, he preaches better than me. Now he is a pastor, and he married that beautiful girl. They're expecting a baby in November. Wonderful. So I help them. The ladies come, spend time with, the American ladies come, spend time with my kids. This is my kids. We have a library, beautiful library. A Gideon, if you are interested, the Gideon International, we give thousands of Bible to the school, hotel, armies, to different places. Rohingya refugee. Bangladesh, next to Burma. Burma is a Buddhist country. Buddhist country. And they don't like the Muslim. Shoot. So, this is the Burma, called Myanmar. And this place is red. All are the Muslim people. So Myanmar government try to shoot this, and they get into this place, Bangladesh. We have over 1.1 million refugees enter into Bangladesh. So they are entering through the water because the Myanmar doesn't like these people. It's a web for us through the way refugee. It's our government is they build the houses everywhere. We want to send them back. They don't want to go back. That's another trouble for my government. See, the kids are coming. Little development. We take American people. If you are a medical person, come and see, do something. We give a cow. We build these houses. We give another cow. This, you know, one place we have given many cows. We call it sustainable, so they can live with this, helping the other people. This cow, dairy farm. That's another cow place. This pastor went to Bangladesh to dedicate one of our. Five of them went to dedicate the building. People catch fish like this way. I'm a fisherman, but I'm not catching fish. I'm catching men and women, boys and girls, building churches in Bangladesh through our seminary, through our orphanage, through the church planting. And you are a part of it. Whatever you have seen in this picture, all praise, honor, glory belongs to the Lord. Second, you are giving faithfully. That is why I can do that work. Thank you, and God bless you.